John Ralph joins us from the Herald Sun. He's going to have a chat to us about the Footy 17 magazine in just a moment. Ralphie, good evening to you, mate.
Hello, boys. What a fantastic half of football. You see Alan Christensen go down with a collarbone. You see Josh Shackey's injured, and you think, oh, my goodness, Brisbane, what are they going to give us? They have given us a brilliant half of footy. It's been great.
You forget, I mean, he's been out. We haven't seen him play much footy for Brisbane, Ralphie, but Dane Beams, just how good he is and how much class he is, just does not waste a possession. He's going to be playing every single game for them to be competitive this year.
Oh, he certainly doesn't. You know, as does Zorko, as does Rockliffe. And finally, look, we know that the tools are there, but you think about 2019 potentially. Zorko on that half-forward flank with Shackey and also Hipwood. And look, you think of what the AFL did. They did it 2 years late. But I think players like Josh Shackey, they would have been out at the end of this year. Now, he hasn't signed a contract yet. He probably will a little bit later in the year. But if we hadn't seen the change in coach, the change in football bosses, and the change in culture there, this would have been catastrophic for the AFL. Now we're seeing the green shoots, as Brendan Boss would say. We're seeing where they can be in a couple of years. Let's not get too excited. And a little bit of a segue to the AFL 2017 magazine for the Herald Sun. You know, every one of our AFL experts has put Carlton or Brisbane on the bottom. So, look, it's only a JLT game, but it shows that if they can stay relatively fit, you know, hopefully there's a logjam from positions, I don't know, 2 to about 16, by round 20 this year.
Ralphie, Moons here. On the back of David Noble going up, and we spoke about him on air a little bit earlier, have you heard the place is just basically a whole new football club?
Oh, no doubt. Look, they love him. They love the organisation there. You know, they were a very downtrodden bunch last year.
AFL dropped the ball on them, didn't they, after with the Suns coming in and all of those type of things?
Oh, of course they did. They got so excited with their expansion teams. They were in some ways the Brisbane Bears in terms of their list, in terms of the culture. Look, Tom Rockliffe was trying to do the right thing. He was trying to support Justin Lepich, but Justin Lepich was crash or crash through. You know, his captain in Rockliffe was exactly the same. And then Zorko was effectively left with all of the blokes who actually thought he was a ripping fella and wanted to come to him with their issues. So that put pressure on his relationship with Rockliffe. It's taken some time for Greg Swan to turn the ship around, but with a teaching coach and an identifiable game plan that we have seen there with Chris Fagan, with some young kids coming through again, look, it's still going to take time, but at least that reversal, at least they're not falling off the cliff like we feared they might have, maybe even as recently as 6 months ago.
John Ralph is with us from the Herald Sun. We'll have a look at the big magazine coming up in just a moment. Just Simon Lethlean, before we get to that, Ralphie, no surprise today?
No surprise. Look, he's not the, I suppose, bubbly, effervescent man that Mark Evans was. And, of course, Mark's gone to the Gold Coast. But he's got 13 years at the AFL. He's got really strong relationships. He's been in broadcasting. He's been in fixturing. He's been in the AFLW. He's got a bit on his plate, boys. Now, I know we've all got young kids. He's got 3 under 6. And he's got another one with his wife, Sarah, coming, I think she's 7.5 months pregnant. He's got huge portfolios, including the AFLW. But you know what? He might not have been in the football system per se, but he played 40 games of Hawthorn Reserves. He won 5 flags with the Zavs. He's really good mates with Brad and Chris Scott. So we've got people there through the industry. And everyone I spoke to today thinks he's going to do a ripping job. It's tough because Mark Evans was so good that he's not, you know, picking up something that was struggling and trying to improve it. He's picking up something that was really elite in terms of Mark's leadership. But I've got no doubt that he's the man for the job.
This is Kangan Institute halftime break. Real education, real skills, real jobs. Kangan.edu.au. It is Brisbane leading by 23 points at halftime. Tell us about the big magazine, Footy 17 magazine. It's out on Saturday. You can buy it with your Herald Sun, $4.95. How much overtime have you put in for this one, Ralphie?
Look, I haven't done much of the heavy lifting. The big dogs with Robbo and Kingy and Lloydie have. I'm probably contractually obliged to tell you how bloody good it is, but it actually is really good. 100 pages, a few of the edited highlights, guys. Now, of our own experts, only 11 have the Hawks in the top 8, only 9 have the Cats in. Robbo has gone out on a limb and said that the Hawks can't make the finals.
Wow.
Kingy says North Melbourne are in free fall. Robbo says Hardwick will be gone by round 11. And Lloydie really digs into the first 6 or 8 weeks for those 4 coaches under the pump. But Robert has done a 3,000-word piece with Marcus Bontempelli. It is fantastic. It's in-depth. You know, it talks to a lot of people around him. And Look, we're really excited about the way he's going to develop, even though, you know, the Dogs are struggling a bit this year. So, look, as I say, it's jam-packed with lots of opinions, lots of really good stuff there, a bit of fun too. As I say, $5, it's legitimately worth the price.
Gee, sounds like Gaz and the boys are going to have field day with the vault there, Ralphie, with a few of those predictions.
Hey, I thought I was the only one that was allowed to put any people in the vault.
And the Supercoach advice as well, that's bigger and better than ever this year, and there's lots of Supercoach stuff in there as well, Ralphie.
Yeah, there certainly is, and gee, we've got some decisions to make too. You know, does Gaz's shoulder hold up? Does Fife's shoulder hold up? Is Paddy Dangerfield worth the price at $7 billion? Dollars or whatever he is, about 750,000. And you know what? If we didn't have the JLT community series, how the hell would we get all those cheapies in, the minimum chips blokes, for our Supercoach pick? So it's a big couple of weeks for Supercoach, and certainly there's lots of detail in there about the premiums, but also the dual positions and also the cheapies too.
All right, the Footy 17 magazine, $4.95 when you buy Saturday's Herald Sun, available at participating newsagents, IGA supermarkets while stocks last. Good on you, Ralphie. Thanks for that.
Thanks, boys. Loving the call so far. I'll be tuning in for the second half.